Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting in the first line in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Hoya oimed bifrim v'yodoy meleya peyos pshuto lachutz. Somebody is standing in Rishus Ayochid, and his hands is full of fruits, and he's sticking his hand outside Rishus Aravim. V'kideish oloiv hayoim. And then suddenly Shabbos comes in, and he is there, standing with his hand sticking out the Rishus HaYachid with fruits in it. Osur Lachziri cannot return the hand back to Rishus HaYachid. Reb Chaim points out this is not in Deraisa, it's not in HaTorah, it's only Derabanan. Because in Deraisa, the hand goes bust of the goof, goes bust of the body. It's part of the body. But in Derabanan, it looks like he's taking something from Rishus HaRavim and bringing it into Rishus HaYachid. So the more of Akha Bashar Abo, Kiman Demar, this goes like the Manda Omar that holds, Asur Lishtamish Behavir Asara. You cannot use, you're not allowed to use the airspace of Rishus HaRavim. Anything within 10 Tfokim of Rishus HaRavim is also to use. And now this is an addition more than what we learned in the previous daf. Because in the previous daf, we spoke about the Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, or maybe a Carmelis, is the airspace considered to be like the ground. Here we're saying that even in Rishus HaRavim, the public domain, the airspace will be considered to be like the ground. Says the Gemara, is Tani Tani Mutter. This man Domer that holds that you could bring the hand back into Rishus HaYochid. Havun Bayin Meir, they wanted to explain in the Beis Medrash, Mandemar Mutter b'sheyesh am roichav arbo. U'mandemar also b'sheyesh am roichav arbo. What's the machlekes if the hand is sticking out to Rishus HaRavim, can you bring it back inside or not? Because the question is, where is the hand sticking out to? The mandama that says mutter, we're talking about a case that where the hand is sticking out to, there is a itzibo, like a small platform, which is the height of 3 tfachim and the width of 4, meaning it is a carmelis, it's not 10 tfachim high. So it's only the height of 3, so it has a din of carmelis, which is in between a private domain and a public domain. And therefore, it's not really Rishus HaRavim, that's where you could bring your hand back into Rishus HaYochid. But if you don't have that platform, there's no Mokrim Arbo, you don't have a place which is a standalone place, it's a regular Rishus HaRavim, one cannot bring the hand back. That would be the Machlekes. I mean, the Machlekes is not really a Machlekes, it's two different cases. Says the Wama of Yosef Baraboyin, Bein Zeh, Bein Zeh, Kaman Demar, Osu Lishtash Bavir Asara. Rabbi Yosef Baraboyin comes to give another explanation that everybody agrees that when you have the hand within the air of Ten Tfachim, you're not allowed to use the air, and that's why Rabbanan said not to bring the hand back to Rishus HaRavim. My Kedoin. So how you'll explain the Machlokes? Manda Omar Osur Lamata Masor, Manda Mar Mutter Lamala Masor. The question where the hand is. The one who says also talk about the hand is within 10 tefachim to the ground. So therefore you can't bring it back because you're using the avir, the air of Rishus HaRavim, which is asur. The Mahdum Adama holds that it's above 10 tefachim and therefore you can bring it back. Continues the Gemara, Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Oni chayav ba'abayis pater, that the Oni is chayav when he does everything. He's the one who's doing the entire melacha. And the Gemara is really referring to the next part of the Mishnah. The ba'abayis is chayav. The ba'abayis is the one doing everything. He's taking an item from Rishus HaYochid and placing it into the hand of the Oni. And the Oni did not participate. So then the ba'abayis is chayav and the Oni is pater. When do you say the ba'abayis is chayav? When the hand of the Oni was within 10 tefachim to the ground. So then when he's placing it to the hand of the Oni, it's considered to be that he's putting it into Rishus HaRavim. Omar Rab Zehiro Birochot Min HaKoysel Arbo. Only if it's far away from the Koysel, 4 tefachim. Avle Minoy Birochot Min HaKoysel Arbo Karmelisi. If it's too close to the wall, meaning if the Oni is standing very close to the wall, within 4 tefachim to the wall, it's not a place which is easy to use. It's not Mokoyim, which is Noyach, which is easy, which is comfortable to use. And if it's considered to be a Carmelis, similar to what we saw in Daf Gimel, so the Gemara said, well, if a person isn't within 4 tefachim to the wall, that creates a Carmelis just by the fact that the person is standing there. Ablozo b'shav Shimon Karsano, he explained, b'shav you ponov hafuchos tepaltio. So the case is that the Oni is facing the Rishus HaRavim. The Balabai is taking an item from Rishus HaYochid, sticking it into the Oni's hands, but the Oni is facing the other direction towards the street. Avim you ponov hafuchos lakoysel, Karmelisi. In other words, he understands the Oni is within 4 tefachim to the wall, and therefore if he's standing facing the wall, it's a Karmelis. Continues the Gemara and says, of chizdo b'shem Ashi, Kone notes with Rishus HaRavim, if you have a pole which is stuck in Rishus HaRavim, Kavoya Asar Tvachim, it's 10 Tvachim high. According to Reb Chaim, we're talking here that the karn is not a four, it doesn't have a 4x4. It's a very small amount. So it's mokum patur. It's a place that does not consider to be its own rishus. It's not an important domain. And therefore, the gears of Reb Chaim is mutar lekan ulechkan ublevat shelo yachliv. You could place an item on these on this pole. You could place an item from Shusha Yochid on the pole, and you could take the, an item from the pole to Shusha Rabim. As long as not the same item. Prison should not put from Shusha Yochid into that pole, and someone take from that pole that same item and put it in Shusha Rabim. In other words, trick the system, allow to take it from Shusha Yochid to Shusha Rabim through this place, because maybe someone's going to do it without going through this place and be over in Isra Deraiso. Rav Omar, Rav said, Tarkus, which means a big box, Shuoimid b'shusha ravim, Gavoya asor tfochim v'orechav arbo, you have, it's, it has the height of 10 tfochim, and the width is 4, now it's already like a shusha yochid, ha-mishtevesh b'toich l'shusha ravim, u'mi'ushusha ravim l'toich l'chayav, that's a regular shusha yochid, so even though it's a box, if a person takes something from the shusha ravim, puts it on it, and vice versa is chayav. Tani Rabbi Shaya. Shaya says something similar. Minoiro, which is a minoiro, a candelabra. Shiomedu shusha rabim gvoya asor apircha arbo. It's 10 tfachim high and the width is 4. And we're talking now a case similar to a box. It looks like the box. Hamishtamesh mitoicho shusha rabim shusha rabim litoicho chayav. The same idea becomes a shusha yochid, even though it's a cleave, even though it's an item, it's considered to be shusha yochid when you have this size. Not only a minoiro, which is the width will be the entire size of the minoiro from bottom to top. Even if you have a pole, and it's 10 tfachim high, even though it's very, very narrow, but on top, there's a platform on the top of the pole. That's considered to be shusha yochid. So until now we spoke that the box or the minoiro has a width of 4 from the bottom to the top. Now we're talking about a case that you have a kone, you have a small pole that goes up 10 tfachim, and above that you have 4. Why would that be a problem? So here we come with a concept called good achis mechitzaso. We let the mechitzas go down. It's as if we look at it as if there is a 4x4 and the whole height of 10. Even though the 4x4 is only on top, it's still considered to be a rishus ayochit. Continues the Gemara now in Daf Hayam Udbeis. Minayin lemala me'asorah shirishus acheres. How do I know that 10 tfachim, it's his own rishus? Meaning, how do I know that 10 tfachim makes it into rishus ayochit? Says the Gemara, Rav Avoh b'shir b'shir melokish, it says in the Pasuk, v'nu'adeti l'cho shom v'dibarti etcho me'ala kapoyos. Kshmo tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to speak to you above the kapoyos, asher l'oron na'idus, the kapoyos is above the oron, mi'ben sh'tei akruvim. That's what Kshmo is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chtiv atemri, sem kimin ha'shamayin dimarti mochim, says in, regarding Har Sinai, the Kshmo spoke to Am Yisrael from Shamayim, ma'dibu sh'nemar l'olom ishus acheres, the same way there says Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke in Shamayim, which is another Rishus, is Rishus above there in Shamayim. So also here, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu above the Aron, it's his own Rishus. That means above 10 Tfachim, it's his own Rishus. Reb Chaim sends us here to the Gemara in Sukkah in the Bavli. Here the Gemara says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilu Hakadosh Baruch Hu to the Nevi'im never comes down to earth because it says a Shamayim Shamayim LaHashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives Yochas Mizgale only in Shamayim. And if it says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu above the Kapoyris, that means that that is considered to be Shemayim. That's its own Rishus. It's above the Aretz. It's not part of the Aretz. It belongs up there to Shemayim. Says the Gemara of Aron, Loi Tisha Tvachim Hu. The Aron L'chur is Tisha Tvachim because it says in the Torah that's Amma and a half. Amma, the Gemara now understands it's 6 Tvachim. Amma and a half is 9 Tvachim. So how do you get to 10? Yeah, the Aron is 9 tfachim, but the Kapoyrus, which is the platform that goes above the Aron, that sits on the Aron, that has the width of tefach. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zehi, Rabbi, you mean 9 the Kapoyrus is tefach? How do you know the Kapoyrus is a tefach? Answers the Gemara, Tani, Rav Chananya, Bar Shmuel, Kol HaKelim Sheba Migdosh, Nosna Ter, Midas Orkom, Verochpon. All the Kelim the Migdosh Kishbuk gave us in the Torah, the width and the length of that Kli, also the Torah gave us the shear of the koim of the height. The Torah tells us exactly the width and the length of the kapoyrus. The Torah did not give us the size of the height of the kapoyrus. Tilmidenu mikli kotot shem mikdash. Learn from the smallest clean base of mikdash. It says vasito lo misgeres tefach sof. He says by the shulchan that you put a misgeres, some kind of a ledge that you put on the edges. And there it says tefach soviv, makan tefach, hafkan tefach. There is a tefach. Here is also a tefach. It says you have to do a zer, like a little bit of a crown above that ledge. Makan koshu, afkan koshu. The zer was very, very small. It was a very small amount. So maybe that should be the size of the kapiris. So how do I know what that it's a tefach and not less? It says pnei hakapiris. Vein pnei pochas mitefach. A face is at least a tefach. As Reb Chaim points out from the Gemara in Sukkah, that the size of a baby face is a tefach. So if it's called a face, that means at least a tefach. So says the Gemara of Yosi Bai. The Rishi asks a question: how can you learn from the Oren? Ilu migdol, if you have a big closet, shaya oime betoy chabais, which is inside the house, gavoya kama, which is very high, shameinu mutu lishtamish betoy chulabais or abais atoy chul. Meaning, you want to tell me that above the Oren it's a different rishos. So we know in Hilchos Shabbos that in Rishus Rabim, above Ten Tefachim, it is its own Rishus, its own domain. But in Rishus HaYochid, it's not like that. If you have a very tall Rishus HaYochid, and you have in Rishus HaYochid a big closet, can you take something on top of the closet and from the closet? Obviously, yes. Because in Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid is Oilo Adler Rekia, Kiloshon HaGemara. It goes up to Shemayim. So Rishus HaYochid is not considered to be its own Rishus. So why tell me that the Oren, above the Oren, it's its own Rishus? It was in Rishus HaYochid, it was inside the walls of the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, Ela b'shosha me'rabeh lehem saruchos anon kaimin. We're talking about that the Oren, before they built the Mishkan, they used to put the Oren, and the Oren went ahead and with their chneis would align itself to the right direction of the world, and then they build a Mishkan around it. So when the Oren is standing alone, that's when we talk about it, above it, its own Rishus. From there we learn the Rishus Rami goes up only 10 Tefachim. Says the Gemara, Nicha kamandoma behama bashisha. So we have a machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yudo. What was the measurement, what was the size of the Amo in the Mishkan? What is it, a 6 Tefachim Amo or a 5 Tefachim Amo? Remeo holds the 6 Tefachim Amo. So he said that the Oren is an Amo and a half high. Amo and a half is 9 Tefachim. Plus the Kapoyos, that's 10. But Bram, a commando, my Bama, Bahamas, Hamisha, but according to Abudo, so the Amo based on English is based on 5 Tefachim. For Oren, Lav Shiva Tefachim, Mechzahu. So the size of the Oren is not 9 Tefachim. It's 1.5, and each one Amo and a half, and Amo is 5 Tefachim, so it's 7 Tefachim and a half. And even if you add a kapiris, one more tefach is 8 tefachim and a half. So how do I get to 10 tefachim? So the word of Yaakov bar Acho Omar, the base of Yana of Yamshirin by Yer Tzedek. There is a machlekes of the base of Yana of Yamshirin by Yer Tzedek. Chad Yodi Flomin Orin, one learns it from the Orin as we just learned over here. Vechorno Yodi Flomin Agolos, the other one learns the height of 10 tefachim from the Agolos, from the wagons of the Mishkan, where they put the clay of Mishkan on the wagons. And the word breaks for a second and says, Velo Yadin Man Yodi Flomin Orin. We don't know who's the one who learned it from the Oren, who's the one who learned from the Agolos. Says when we stab the base of Yani Yalflam in Oren. It makes sense that the base of Yani learned it from the Oren. The base of Yani are meaning the Kaperis Tefach. They're the ones that taught us the Kaperis Tefach. Who cares the Kaperis Tefach? Why do we need to know that? Because from here you know that the height of the whole structure of the Oren plus the Kaperis is 10 Tefachim. From here you learn that above 10 Tefachim is the Shus Acheris. So that the fact that they taught us the Kaperis Tefach tells us that they held that the Oren is 9 Tefachim high. And we're learning from here the Rishus Rabbi goes 10 Tefachim from this place. Kadir's like one explains, Shimon ben Yitzchak Yoldi Flo min Agolos. You learn from the Agolos, from the wagons. Says more Rabbi Zehir Rabbi, Minayin la Agolos shen Gvoi Sasaro. How do you know that Agolos were 10 Tefachim high? And that's what's said to be its own Rishus. Says, I have another question. Even if you do prove to me that the Agolos are 10 Tefachim high, but like in Tanya of Nechemet Sav Kimin Karmasta Hayu, that the Loshon Savim Uprodim. Savim is a Loshon that says on the wagons, it was a karmashto, meaning it was a covered box. It had mechitas to it, it had walls to it. So of course it's its own rishus. I want to know that when you have a height of 10 tefachim, it's its own rishus without mechitas, without having walls to it. Says the one that vovam with aleph ilu chor b'shus rabim gavoy asor avoch v'rabo shemein osu yishtash mitoichel shus rabim u'shus rabim latoichoy. Meaning, even in Shusar Rabim, if I have a hole, which means I have a space, which is 10 Tefachim height and it has mechitzas around it, it's a Rishus HaYachid. So I can't use from there to Rosh Hashanah, even though it's inside Rosh Hashanah. So you want to bring me a raya from the wagons. The wagons had a mechitzah around it. If you have mechitzah around it, of course it's a Rosh Hashanah on its own. So how can we learn from the wagons? When they passed the beams of the Mishkan from one agot to another, they used to remove the covering, they used to remove the walls. So it was a flat surface. So if that goes to 10 tefachim high, so then you really learn here a new rishus, because the world is going to learn the kaman, that goal is considered to be its own rishus, its own location. And even though it does not have mechitzah around it, because it's 10 tefachim above the ground, so then, and it's still flat surface, you see here that a flat surface, 10 tefachim above the ground, is above Rishus Rabbim, is not part of Rishus Rabbim. But the Gemara at this stage did not yet address how do we know that the Agolos are 10 Tfachim High. All we said is if it's 10 Tfachim High, I know I learned from there because the Agolos were a flat surface and the Agolos considered to be a Rishus, which is not part of Rishus Rabbim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Hei.